Note, the following podcast is about much more than Kobe Bryant. So irrespective of what you think about him and basketball, you don't want to miss this episode. With pressure building and the shot clock winding down, from 10 seconds down to 5, 4, 3, 2, I knew I had to shoot the ball now, or it would be too late. The game was on the line and the entire world was watching. While all of this was happening on the shabby court in the back of my childhood home, alone, the screaming crowd, the kicking pop, and the tension inside me was all very real. The imagined scene where I was Michael Jordan taking the championship shot was not some fantasy. My imagination had produced a reality in my mind. I imagined this was the same for a teenage Kobe Bryant. When he spent countless mornings, afternoons, and nights practicing alone. You see, in 1992, when Michael Jordan was winning his second championship on top of the world, literally dominating basketball, Kobe was just 13 years old, about to turn 14 in August of that same year. Just him, the ball, the court, and a dream that one day he'll get a chance to show the world that he'll be the most clutch player on the planet. The difference between me and Kobe is not only that he was 9 inches taller, but he grew up, stepped into Jordan's shoes after Jordan retired, and became the person other young people fantasize about when they were alone on their courts. This podcast is about how the relationships built with someone you never met in a mental fantasy can alter and elevate your life. Welcome back to the Brain and Brand Show. I'm your host, Timothy Maurice, and our goal is to share stories in this podcast, research and insights about the psychology of human behavior to help you and your people understand your brains and design better leadership and brand behavior. Simply put, we want you to understand how to better work with and market your ideas to others. In today's episode, you'll understand why we develop relationships with people we never met and will never meet. And why someone may be inspired by you who may never meet you, and why all of this matters. And I do so leveraging Kobe's story. You see, Kobe Bryant's passing, along with his 13-year-old daughter and seven others in the horrific helicopter crash, has triggered many layers of grief from around the world. Less than 1% of the people feeling sorrow for Kobe and the other families who passed away actually knew him or them. So why are we all predisposed to these one-sided relationships, one-directional connections? The term for these one-way connections is parasocial relationships. In 1956, Donald Horton and Richard Wohl coined the term after seeing how psychologically bonded people felt with television characters. Their work has, of course, evolved and grown because of social media. We're able to watch and track literally daily movements of our favorite people through their stories. As you observe people who are successful or admirable and they display aspirational behavior, which happens to be aligned with your values, you then relate and build a relationship with their essence. Now, my belief is our brains are wired to connect with others and their stories as a form of simulating survival. Basically, by experiencing the world through others, both good people and bad, we can mentally experience events and learn from them and be inspired by them without actually having to go through them. So if you have a friend who repeatedly lives destructively and you see the consequences, you can literally feel and program yourself to understand why you should go a different way. Basically, you watch people screw up and you go, I probably shouldn't do that. Or you watch people survive and thrive and you feel the beautiful emotion and you go, maybe I want to do that. And then you have the Kobe Bryant of the world, where their intensity and excellence to his craft spoke to a part of us that so many of us wish we could summon. And many did channel his essence into their lives to help them achieve and overcome insurmountable odds in their own personal life and careers. Channeling has been around for thousands of years. Globally, cultures channel gods, elders, chiefs, celebrities. We even channel the essence of animals. That's why we name our sports team the Lions, Bears, Bulls, etc. And perhaps this is one of the reasons South Africa's soccer team struggles so consistently. Their name, Bafana Bafana, means little boys, little boys. And if they are unconsciously channeling a little boy when they're going up against someone channeling a lion, they are at a decided disadvantage. I believe there are three levels in which people channeled Kobe Bryant. Number one, career. Number two, redemption. Number three, family. Before I go into these three levels, which I define as his legacy, I reached out to my social media following and asked people to share how Kobe's parasocial relationship inspired them.
Hi, Timothy. I'm Renata, and the passing of Kobe Bryant has invoked a complex reaction from me. On the one hand, I do understand that he was a sporting legend and an overall great figure, and he left behind an amazing legacy for a lot of people. However, that's been tainted for me because he did have sexual abuse allegations that were put up against him in the past. And to an extent, that has really damaged the way I see him and the way I think a lot of women who have gone through sexual abuse have seen him. And also, it's just difficult to look past that.
The kind of love I have for Kobe Bryant, I can't even put into words. What he did for the game of basketball, in my life was just something incredible, something extraordinary. I mean, someone who is playing the game you love thousands of miles away in a completely different, country on a completely different continent, impacting, me personally the way he did was just something that's mind blowing. I mean, watching him on screen after the games, you wanted to go and practice what he did. You wanted to play the way he played, shoot the way he did, you know, defend the way he did. He just reignited a passion and a love for the game in me that I don't think will ever burn out, even as I grow older.
Kobe has inspired me to be a great father, a great dad to my kids. If you have a look at his kids, they're always smiling, they're always happy, they're engaged. Kobe seems to have had such a positive influence on his kids that I want to provide the same for mine. He's got this authenticity and this smile, this really addictive smile that, you know, you can only but love him. For me, growing up, basketball was my life. I, you know, looked and tried to mimic Kobe in his style, in his way, and, you know, his way of playing basketball and the love of the game. And, you know, having grown up now, having kids of my own, I want to try and aspire to the kind of father and the kind of dad that he was to his four daughters.
Kobe influenced me to fall in love with the sport. I was far away from my family for my undergraduate degree in a foreign country, and basketball became my favorite form of entertainment. I was now part of the Lakers family by simply being a fan. I got my wow moment when I met Kobe during the FIFA World Cup games at the Royal Bafokeng Stadium in Rustenburg, and I took a picture with him. I simply approached him and said, "Can I take a picture with you?" And he said, "Sure." I was very excited and very humbled that I've met him, and he was authentic. I will remember Kobe for his desire to inspire others to be great in whatever they want to do.
Here are the three areas I believe the world used to channel Kobe. And I want you to be thinking about, how are people channeling you? And more importantly, how do you use others? And are you using the right people? And maybe you need to use different people to accomplish some of your goals. Because sometimes our internal capacity, our own spiritual state of mind, our own mindset is not strong enough, and you need others. Or sometimes you are strong enough, you just want the complement of someone else to be able to help you along the way. So here are the three areas that I think is the reason why the Kobe Bryant moment is so big. Number one, the most obvious is his career. His excellence in watching him excel with a superhero Goliath named Shaquille O'Neal, affectionately known as Shaq, and then chasing Shaq away after winning 3 championships away from the Lakers, and then winning 2 more titles without him, is a hero's journey story we can all find inspiring. We've all been faced with that feeling of having our backs against the wall and even our capacity and skills questioned because of a variety of reasons. Maybe our boss didn't believe in us, or maybe the people around us didn't think we could actually do it. Kobe vindicated himself by succeeding without Shaq, and that triggered a bond with people across the world. There's nothing like showing people that I did it despite the fact. And then Kobe had interesting moments early in his career when the clock was winding down, when he shot a couple air balls, and then he built himself. And that's a very attractive trait. Number two, then there is the visible scar from 2003, where he was accused of rape, but ultimately the case was dropped in 2004. His accuser refused to testify, and the case was messy, including the fact that the evidence showed the accuser had a second person's semen on her attire. The complexity of this case sits with the fact that if this had happened in the Me Too era, Kobe would have most likely been canceled. You know the cancel culture. From 2004 to his passing, much had changed in our social and political consciousness. And without social media forcing his story into our heads, he escaped with a smaller scar on his legacy. Had this case been conclusive, it would have literally changed everything about the remainder of his career. He took the time to review the evidence, listen to his accuser, so intently that he even apologized for seeing the experience differently than she did, even admitting in a letter that it was clear that they saw what happened very differently. And it's in the heart of this ambiguity that leaves a bit of a stain. He rebounded from this chapter largely because the case was dropped and he was never found guilty, but because he did show contrition, he reconciled with his wife, Vanessa, who he was already married to at the time of the incident, and ended up winning 2 more championships afterwards. It doesn't matter what you think, particularly about my thoughts about this. I want you to think about, does that one moment change his entire legacy to you? One of the things we know for a fact is that there are women who have experienced trauma and sexual abuse who have been triggered by Kobe Bryant's name being thrown all over in this sort of sanctified and pure way. So, irrespective of which side you're on, be sensitive to the fact that there are people who are literally traumatized at the very idea of hearing his name. Number three, which brings me to the final layer of his legacy, which is the thing that I'm most proud of, which is why he has moved me so much. Kobe is a father and champion of women's rights. Kobe had 4 daughters, neither of which were born when he was accused of rape. Having 4 daughters, the oldest Gianna, who also passed away in the crash, perhaps ignited a perspective about the plight of women in him. So he was found to support many women's rights issues, supporting the Women's Basketball League, the WNBA, and coaching his daughter's team even. His example as a father who bounced back inspired people from all walks of life. Now, whether you can get past Kobe's scar or not, we all use parasocial relationships on some level. You may not have used him, but chances are you use other people. Who have you channeled? And do they have a scar? And more importantly, would you want to channel them if they did not have a scar? Would they even be human without a scar? Thanks for listening. And do share this podcast with those you think will find value. Oh, and remember to rate us on whichever podcast platform you're listening. I'm Timothy Maurice.
Thank you for what you did for the game. Thank you for what you did after you start playing the game. The impact you still have. You know, being a successful businessman, incredible husband, as well as a father. May you and Jay and Gigi's souls rest in peace. Forever. You will forever be missed.